Hilariously Melbourne. Choosing Fifi, Feb and Nick for your mornings is almost as easy as choosing the right electricity provider. Lumo has great deals and it's 100% Aussie owned. Join Lumo today.
19 degrees, blue skies before tomorrow. Wow. Listen to this, 26 and sunny.
Jeez.
Wow.
Shirt on, Josiah.
It's off already.
Still working.
I was going to start by saying love is a wonderful thing. And if you, wherever you find love, go for it. Speaking of shirts off, are you familiar with Jessica Power from MAFS, who also, as Fev just showed me, has done a photo for her Instagram where she's naked, drizzling KFC chicken over her body. Is that what I just saw?
Chips.
And rephrase that. It was Josiah's showed you.
Sorry.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hey. She said I show. I didn't do it.
Yeah, hang on. Fev sent it to the boy.
No. You showed her. I never showed her. That was for boys' eyes only, and you showed her.
Sorry, Fev.
I think what we need to note is I didn't show you.
Neither did I. I didn't show her.
It was also in the group.
Nick, Fev and Josiah have a WhatsApp group called Foods and Nudes that I'm not part of.
And Marcel, James, and Leon, everyone's in it.
Yeah, but it's
James
very...
Lake.
Okay, the boys on our team have a Foods and Nudes group and they share things like that.
It's all food, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it was KFC.
Okay. I bring in up Jessica with a K from MAFS because...
And just to go back on that, Foods and Nudes, that picture is absolutely perfect for that.
I know, but I still feel excluded from your little boys' group. It sort of feels a bit exclusionary, but anyway. Jessica with a K.
What about your group? Sorry.
Frangipanis and pennies and cupcakes or something.
Pina and Pilates. And we, you know, it's...
It's gone.
We don't do much on there.
COVID got it.
COVID.
Darcy, Renee and I don't have a lot to share in Pina and Pilates because we share it in our big group. You know, we're all part of a group. You guys have created your own side group. But this is not what I want to talk about.
Jessica
with a K Power from MAFS. She didn't find love on MAFS. Remember that guy, Mick, the farmer hooked her up with?
Mickey
that was
Nuna?
Never going to happen. Another guy, Mick. He was looked like a nice guy. Anyway, she's found love. She packed her bag. She shared some stories to Instagram last week going, I'm moving to the UK. And it's now come out why she moved to the UK. She met an Englishman online. Never met him in person.
Wow.
He's a podcast guy called Connor. I think he's a former Manchester footballer. He does podcasts and because MAFS, through their lockdown in the UK, they started watching Australian MAFS. So our MAFS people started getting a bit of a following over there.
Uh-huh.
He's invited her on his podcast. They've chatted. She's now packed her bags indefinitely to go and live with him. So she's living with him at the moment. Nice. She's only been there a couple of days. Seemingly it's going okay.
Mm. Good stuff.
Well, this is the thing. It's a really big step. Now take this away from MAFS and Jessica with a K. This happens in real life. Like I can think of, I've got two friends in my social group. One was years ago, like I'm going to say back, we were in uni and I remember she'd met a guy online and they were talking and we were sort of like 18, 19 going out and she was like, this guy, I've met him online, he's coming out to Australia. And we all had that, he could be a serial killer. What are you thinking? You can't just meet a guy online. He was American. He came out. I met him a couple of times. Yeah, it ended up being a fling. He went back. It didn't work out for them.
Yeah.
Another girl I know left her partner and kids and had met a guy in the US. It's always a US thing, isn't it?
Mm.
And she went. Now, she did come back, fortunately.
She's gone? She's back.
She's back
with the ex-partner and the kids?
They're not back, but she did. Oh. What I mean is she left the family.
I'd love that.
For a Midwestern guy that she's chatting with online. It's a big call. And 131060, we want to hear if you've done this. If you know someone who's done it.
How do you find these people? Like on Love Harmony or something? Or?
Probably on dating websites. Mm. Now more than ever dating websites. But also... See, I've got a theory. I think that connection you can have with somebody can become really intense online. And I think it becomes, it's not real. And I find that people that then meet down the track, don't get me wrong, there's a week or two of wow. Because it's like a fantasy. You're connecting, you're sharing with somebody. probably emotionally, and then you go, though, oh gosh, I think we're going to be.
Oh, they chew with their mouth open.
But there's no better feeling when you meet someone and you have that feeling in your body and you just know, you go, oh my God, the connection that you get. You don't get that online, I don't reckon.
Well, see, 13, 10, 60, let's ask, have you gotten that connection online? Have you maybe even considered moving overseas for someone you've never met in person?
I know a mate that hooked up with a girl overseas, then he came back to Australia and he said, nah, still, everything's great. I'm going to go and surprise her. She was, yeah, she'd moved on.
She'd moved on. See, that's...
Oof, stiff.
Yeah.
I'd love to have seen that.
Great.
13, 10, 60 is our number. Give us a buzz.
We were just talking about math star Jessica Power has gone and relocated to the UK. She's living there, packed her bags, left indefinitely, maybe for good, because she met a guy online. They've spoken. He's a podcaster over there in Manchester. And they've hit it off. Apparently they were talking every day for weeks. She's packed her bags to move in with him.
I don't like betting on things like this, but over under.
Yeah.
6 months.
Under. Under. I would have said under 1 month.
Brutal.
She might stay there, though, because Australian Maths has gotten some traction over there in the UK. They started binging it while they were in lockdown. So she'll look for some endorsement opportunities. She'll pop in up in Geordie Shore or somewhere. Something.
And if you played for Man U, he'd probably have a bit of coin saved too. So she's chasing the cash.
But we were talking about this happens. People can start sort of really intense online attractions with people in other countries and then they just leave and go over. Or that person comes here and the phones did melt down when we said, have you fallen in love with someone you've never met? Candy in Cranbourne. Hey, Candy.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Great. Candy, can you relate to this? Have you put everything on the line for someone you've never met?
100%. This was, mind you, back in 98 when, like, you know, chat rooms and that were just kind of becoming a thing on the internet.
Yeah.
I met my now ex, and we chatted for probably a good 6 months. And then he came over to the States. Spent about 6 months. And then I came over here in 98. And, we lasted about 7 years.
So that's not bad. That's pretty good, Candy. Wow. And I like that you went back and forth. You both sampled each other's countries.
Yeah.
And now, Candy...
We got two kids out of it.
Oh, well, that's a great outcome.
Awesome.
Candy, are you feeling stuck here now? Are you happy that you're here?
I do miss home. Each place has got its good and bad points. But, my kids are here, so I'm here. So, yeah.
Oh, well, welcome, Candy.
Welcome.
That was a win for us. We got you.
Yeah. I'm one of you now. I'm a citizen. I have been for years and years.
Okay, and that's a thick Cranbourne accent if I've ever heard it before.
And Candy, let's just ask, you were online talking and chatting for 6 months.
Yeah.
When you finally met in person, was it everything you hoped it would be? Was it intense?
It was, it was pretty intense. And it was something that even back then it was not something that was, I don't think, was ever really kind of people thought about doing, you know?
Mm.
And, it was scary, but it was also good.
Mm. Well, good old chat roulette, eh?
So much. 1998. I've just got to get on to talk to the love of my life. Hot.
Thank you, Candy. Luke from Lynbrook. Hi, Luke.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Luke. Now, you've got a success story about meeting love online.
Yeah, 100%. I was on Facebook at like 2 o'clock in the morning one night, couldn't sleep, and there was an ad for weight loss, and I started talking to this chick and did the program, lost 28 kilos, fell in love, had her name tattooed on me, and...
Before you met her?
Before I met her. About a month before I met her.
You tattooed her name on you before you met her?
Yeah, down my forearm, yeah.
Whack.
I just knew.
And did she know, or that didn't concern her?
No, she didn't know. She found out when we were video chatting one day and saw it on my arm and freaked out a bit. But
and then, so you got together, you finally met, and it was obvious it worked.
I finally met at her house one day, and it was a bit nerve wracking for both of us, I suppose. But just knew straight away.
When you say it was an online thing, it wasn't like Michelle Bridges, was it? Like
no, it wasn't on a dating app. It was on a Facebook ad. So
wow,
and you're still together. Married?
And we're still together. We're planning on moving in together this year or next year, and get married shortly after. Yeah.
Wow, that looks blown me away.
J-
Just chatting to the person on an ad on Facebook.
If anyone got my name written on their arm before I met them, I am running 100 miles an hour.
And I think that's really important we point that out. If anyone's listening and they've gone, I like what Luke did, I'll do that, please
that
don't.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, but
that's
it also depends what ad you get on Facebook. I'd be like, hey, Sportsbet, you up? You know, I get different ads.
Hey, Ladbrokes, are you there?
Wow, Luke, great story. And we've got Sam.
That's amazing.
Sam in Mount Martha. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Sam.
So this was my best friend. Yeah. So we'd, you know, been each other's bridesmaids and been at school together and all of that. And her husband said he was going on a work conference and he asked her to drop him at the airport. And she was a bit suspicious because he'd been on the, you know, the computer a lot, learning, teaching himself a couple of languages and stuff. So she did a bit of a look around and she found he'd actually gone to Russia to meet a Russian woman.
That's where I'd go, yeah.
And, but it gets better, it gets better.
Yeah.
She bought her, he bought her back. And thought they'd just all live together in the same house. They had kids.
What a legend.
No. Keep going,
the
Sam.
The nerve.
So she sort of took a couple of, like, she left the house. She just couldn't get her head around it. It took a day or two to sort of pull it together.
He opened the door and he had
mate,
a Russian woman with him.
Please tell me they're together.
See, no, they got married. She actually kicked him out, and he got married to her, but it didn't last. But it was just like it was just bizarre. We were all friends, and my husband and her husband, and we were just like everyone was.
Your husband's going, Jesus, what a legend.
He looks good. You forget to put out the bins. Who cares? The most egregious thing of that, you imagine you're going to leave your wife to go marry someone in Russia, and you go, babe, can you drop us at the airport? That's the worst bit. You go, just catch it. Taxi, mate.
What the nerve of him coming back with her? Just thinking it's all going to work out.
Yeah, this will work. I've got a great idea.
I can't believe
not
that.
Well.
Guys, we are getting some cracking phone calls. Thank you for that, Sam. We now have Sue in Kilsyth South. Sue, we've had people having their names tattooed before they've met. Russian women being brought back and assumed that they could move into the house. So what's happened with you?
Well, it's actually a story about my mum and dad. My dad left Hungary after World War II. He fought in World War II and he was migrated to Australia. He wanted to find himself a woman from overseas, so he put an ad in the newspaper, no internet or anything back in those days. My mum had lived in Hungary and got they ended up in Germany. She replied to that ad as she was sort of misplaced. Dad and her wrote for a couple of years. Dad paid for my mum to come over by boat. They were married for 65 years and recently passed away at 97 and 95.
Oh, what a story, Sue.
It really is. Yeah, it really is.
Your parents were the original online dating.
Yeah.
Basically, when I never thought of that, and until I listened to this, what you guys had on the radio, I go, that's what really my mum and dad did.
Yeah,
my,
2 years of just talking in letters. I love it.
My grandparents came over on the boat. It took so long. Like, you'd just be on the boat going, this bloke better be good looking.
My dad's a refugee. He came over on the boat too.
Oh, I just love that, Sue. There should be a movie about your parents. That's like Notebook.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of like that.
Can you remember what the ad said?
Oh, look, I have no idea. But I do know that my dad said he was a chef. And my mum always complained for many years that was a lie because he never ever cooked her a beer.
1019 The Fox.
As we head towards summer, a great summer staple is for anyone who has kids, but even when we were kids, the Zupa Dupa.
Oh, wow.
Zupa Dupas on the line, on the grass, on a hot day, summer as. Now, but Zupa Dupa have pivoted a bit. And this is not what you'd expect because if you're not familiar with a Zupa Dupa, it's just ice confectionery. So it's just like an icy pole. But
ice confectionery. Is that you'd order it that way too? What ice confectioneries do you have on offer?
Yes. I think they sponsor the Big Bash 2020.
Oh, well done. Zupa Dupa. That's
Zupa
great.
Zupa, yeah.
Now, Zupa Dupa they're joining the likes of Big M and Dairy. What's the other one? The Oak? Iced milk. So there's cold milk.
No thanks.
Flavoured milk. So we've got.
But it is Big M. Or it says by M.
Oh, by M. Oh,
but that's a big M. That's as in the letter M on the thing is large, which I assume means Big M.
Is that a rip-off instead of saying Big M?
I was right about this, but it's got a 4 out of 5 health star rating. So what do I know?
Now, what we've got here, Zupa Dupa. They're available at the supermarket. I think just Woolworths, in fact. Now, you get that's bubble gum or pineapple. Now, we've got them here in the studio. Nick, what would you like? Bubble gum or pineapple?
Oh, bubble gum, please.
Let's put these to the test.
Well, I've got a healthier one.
Just to point out, this isn't a sponsored post, by the way. No one's paying us to do this. We are just off our own bat going to tell you whether this is any good.
No one's paying us to do this. We're just drinking flavoured milk for fun.
That's really yellow, the pineapple. Look at that.
Who owns Super Duper?
We're trying to figure that out. Looks like it's an M.
Might be Big M.
Who owns them? What do they do? Who's Big Icy Pole?
What do you think of the bubble gum, Nick?
Yeah.
I was just going to offer you this, but we can't in a COVID
Don't do that in COVID, man. Don't get decided to drink it.
I'm going to try the bubble gum. Nick, are you a fan? Again, this isn't sponsored. You can say what you like. If you don't like it,
not.
You're allowed
to. Yeah, no good.
No good.
Definitely the bubble gum for the win. Bubble gum for the win. Pineapple in a milk. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I really like? I like that old school...
a chocolate flavour Big M?
No, like a lime, lemony lime.
Blue Heaven, man. Blue Heaven.
Blue Heaven's great.
Number
and
one.
Don't know. What did you think of the pineapple?
Nah.
I'm not sure. Look,
you know what? Because I love pineapple. And whenever I'm eating pineapple, I never go, you know what would make this better? Milk.
The only time pineapple is good is in a chocolate, like the Cadbury pineapple.
Yeah.
That is the best. Homemade hamburger. Yeah. Gee, I love a slice of pineapple in a hamburger.
Just chocolate.
You put
in
a
the chocolate.
Slice of pineapple in a homemade hamburger.
Oh,
you'll open a tin.
Yeah. Tinned pineapple. I like beetroot, but I don't know
if
I love
beetroot.
I agree. I love a beetroot sandwich with all
or
the salad.
Or the beetroot hummus dip.
And I do like beetroot in a hamburger. Yes,
that's
a
good.
Summer Barbie hamburger.
Yes, it is, Boxy. It's very Aussie.
That's what they need, a beetroot drink.
Yeah.
1019, The Fox.
Boys, you're going to love this because I am back talking about your favourite topic.
When you need the play-by-play.
I've heard of the NFL.
Of the biggest sporting moments.
I've heard of the NBA.
There's one person to turn to.
Juventus. What did I say?
Juventus.
Well, it's got a J.
Fifi's Sports Report.
Because I don't want to let you both down, and I know how much you love basketball and the footy over there, the gridiron in America, and American sport is not something I'm familiar with.
I don't think you're familiar with.
I know anything to do with the Western Bulldogs I'm pretty up with.
Yep.
I used to play indoor cricket when I was a kid.
There
I used to do inter-school gymnastics and inter-school diving. They're my areas of expertise.
And they are three massive sports.
But I'm reading up on these things. Now, I'm going to put this piece of paper down because I'm so confident in everything I learned yesterday. I flipped
what
it over.
What sport are we going to?
Of course, the NBL, basketball, your favourite.
Yep, and say Melbourne.
No, American, we're talking.
NBA, yeah.
Not NBL.
Same thing, though, really, isn't it?
No, NBL's here.
National Basketball League.
That's here. That's
National
our one.
Basketball
What's NBA
League?
Stand for?
National Basketball Association.
League and associations are a similar term. Check the thesaurus. So I think
You're
it's the
best.
Same deal.
Yes.
So here we go.
Right.
NBL/A, whatever you want to call it. It's in America and it involves people like LeBron James.
Yes.
Stephanie Curry.
Yep.
I did that was me being facetious because it should be Steve Curry. But anyway.
Steph.
Now, another big NB basketball player. Guys, and this is exciting. Get around this Australia. An Australian.
Yeah.
He's 19. His name's Josh Giddey.
Yep.
He's done amazing things over the last 24 hours over in the States.
Yes.
And they are all eyes are on him because he did really good basketball. He plays for Philadelphia. he played against Philadelphia.
Yes, he did.
And he plays for the Thunderstorms.
Oh,
I'm so close.
Real close.
The Thunder,
yeah.
Oklahoma Thunder. So they've signed. And what's interesting about this, guys, I'm going to explain something to you that you may not be aware of. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know how in Australia, footballers like Fev, they get picked up from year 11.
Yeah.
Here we go. Keep going.
Up from year 11.
An early age.
And then they get straight on to the MCG. But in America, what they do is they go through the college system.
Do they?
Yeah. Not always.
And so they can mature and they can have their like big nights out in college and then they become an adult and then they play professional basketball.
At 22.
Well, this guy's 19. This is very unheard of to go straight into the end.
It is.
The basketball. Yeah.
Well, he played in the NBL last year
here in Australia. Did he?
Yeah, he did. Oh, sorry. I thought I was taking information off you. But
his old man used to play boxy.
Did he?
His old man played for the Melbourne Tigers, Warwick Giddy.
Right.
He was a gun basketballer, yeah, but never made it to the NBA. But yeah, huge, huge. What an amazing ride for the young kid. He put himself into the draft, went early, and he didn't want to go to college, so he played in the NBL, played for Adelaide 36ers, and then dominated and got picked up. Like, it's just huge.
So what money would he be on at the moment?
Oh, he'd be on minimal chips, not much.
What's that in
maybe
that sport?
100, 100, 200 grand, if that.
No,
but he'll sign a $10, $20 million contract next year, probably. But that's huge, mate. For a 19-year-old kid, he looks like a boy. He looks like a young kid that has just Yeah, it's unbelievable.
When you see him, I thought it was like High School Musical. You know, he played basketball in that.
Yeah.
What am I watching, this Disney show? Oh, no, that's an actual boy playing against these massive dudes. Yeah.
And Ben Simmons would be nervous because he's carrying on. He's been a bit petulant, like a petulant teenager with his $220 million.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd better watch it because we've now got a better Australian basketballer and he's 19 and he's probably better behaved than Ben.
Just stay away from the Kardashians and Jenners.
Yeah, they have that effect, don't they?
Yeah.
I love a good sports report ending with, and don't forget your manners.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
It's Tuesday. That means it's Husey Tuesday.
Husey Tuesday.
Husey?
Yeah, living the life with the children being back at school, a couple of them on one day and then a couple more on the other day.
How does it work?
No,
it doesn't work well, mate. It doesn't work well. So today I've got, today I'm only home with one. So it's me and Raf today at home.
Nice.
So yeah.
That's cool.
So my wife is a school teacher, you guys know that, so she's teaching, and then my two daughters, they go to school today, so it's Raf and Dad at home.
Oh, nice.
Bang.
And as you all know, the NBA's on.
Yes.
So come on, celebrate.
Hey, speaking of Raf, you uploaded the other day a photo of his sneakers.
Yeah.
That and they were so worn out. Like, I looked at them and he's running a lot. Like, that isn't – you've got an active son there.
No, he's a walker. And what he's done in lockdown is just basically become a hoodlum. So he just wanders the streets. Yes. Last night he rang my wife and said, "Mum, I'm on a train." But she said, "You don't have a ticket." And he said, "Yep, doesn't matter."
He's just wandering.
So, as someone that grew up getting around Hoppers and Werribee train station a fair bit, hoodlums don't call their mum to let them know they're joyriding trains. She tend to be tagging and bashing me.
In his defence, she may have rang him. I actually said, yeah, it might have been the other way around.
Keep the graffiti down, mum's calling.
I actually rang him and said, "Do you want me to pick you up?" "No, I don't."
Is it because you're really rich you make him look like that?
It isn't, man. He absolutely...
So you got to earn it, bro.
Now, he wears through his shoes real quick, though. So does. 10 weeks, he just burns them out.
Wow.
That was 10 weeks. 10 weeks completely like a
whole... Are you buying good shoes?
Well, I think so. They're expensive, so...
10 weeks, that's pretty bad.
He's a foot dragger, though. He doesn't lift his feet, so he's a shuffler.
Oh, no knees.
True hoodlum.
So he's just dragging him along. But he loves the basketball, so it's part of that.
So what will he and his dad do today? What are you two going to do? Just watch?
We will watch a lot of NBA, so yeah, and we'll go out for burgers for lunch. So
nice.
Yeah. It's great to be able to go out to the burger shops and sit in the burger shops, you know. And the good thing about being able to sit in burger shops with your children is they don't have their iPads with them, so they can complain for about 40 minutes till the burgers come.
Yeah, 100.
Where are they, Dad? Are they nearly here? Yeah, I think so. Are they nearly here? I think they're nearly here.
Mate, take them to a sports bar. Those ones with 57 screens.
Well, they're not on today, the basketball. The basketball, you've got to have the NBA League Pass. Have you got the NBA League Pass or you got a... Because it's not on ESPN today.
No, we've definitely got the League Pass, mate. And you put that on your TV. And
it's a League Pass.
Yeah.
Just you get all the games. Yeah.
All the games.
It's like Netflix for basketball.
Yeah.
So
if
you don't have the Netflix for basketball, what are you watching? Pretend basketball?
No, there's a couple of games. A
couple of games, on a Monday or a Friday
like
and a Wednesday.
Broncos
just
the
good
and the
games.
Lakers.
The Broncos.
Oh, Husey. Come on.
Lakers is right.
The Broncos are NFL, mate.
The 76ers.
Yes.
Who do you support, Husey?
Not bad.
Now we're OKC because of Josh Giddey.
Josh Giddey.
He's a Melbourne kid, people.
Yeah.
He's 19 and he's one of the best players in the league right now, I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's humming.
He's killing it.
Good news, Husey.
Yes.
Marsinger's back.
Yes, that is good news.
Third
Absolutely.
Season.
Fourth season, mate. So
Fourth season. That's a scrape the barrel. Fourth season.
mate.
When they start getting the degraders in.
They've been getting better, though, Feb. Yeah. That was a wine. Big name. Anastasia.
Jackie O actually just texted me last night to say that she watched the first season again, and then a lot of the people I predicted in the first season have actually ended up on the show. So people I said and people laughed at me in the first season ended up on the show in
Gee.
Yeah.
Do you get to claim that, though? That's like me saying Essendon win the grand final, then they pull it off in 2042. Okay, yeah, it's just a few seasons.
No way Essendon are going to pull it off. There's no way they're going to do it.
Hey, can you maybe get me on, Husey? Because I'm sick of people messaging me saying, oh, is that you behind the stupid mask? Just get me on.
Every time there's a bogan, they think it's you.
I know.
Yeah, be happy to mention, mate. But then you don't have to.
No, but it's true.
I do. Even in the news, I just see a burnout and I go, it's probably Fev.
Well, it probably is.
I'll do what Kyle did. Just get up there, pretend it's me and don't dance.
Mate, we're happy for you to come on and, you know, and start another feud with Kyle. I mean, anything for publicity. We know that. That's all we
want. Simmered down? Is he all right with you now?
I believe so, mate. I mean, we hang out in Sydney together all the time, so...
That's hard. You're never there.
Come on.
In fact, he has to get back there now. It's time
have
to
a safe flight.
Head back to his breakfast show in Sydney. Thank you,
Husey.
Right.
Thank you. See you, mate.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we were talking about this before the show because I have a girlfriend who has decided the new way of communicating with me, because you think about this, we all got mobile phones, what, they came in about 2000, late 90s, 2000. Yeah. I feel like I got my first in the year 2000. Oh, yeah, what have we got here? Sorry, I should have paused. I think I'm about to kick off a segment.
Yeah, let's do this, Fee.
Why doesn't Husey jump on with you, Fev, and you do your COD thing on your switches?
Fee talks tech.
Sorry, how remiss of me. Talking about technology like phones. So they came in about then. And since then, we started this thing called text messaging. And it's a great way of staying in touch. And a lot of people prefer it to ringing. Like I know 100%. People who go, why is my phone ringing? If you want me, text me. Now, though, I'm worried it's evolving because I have a girlfriend at the moment who is leaving voice recordings. So in the text message chat, it goes, she's recorded me a message. I then write back. So she leaves a message going, hey, I'm just going for a walk and I just thought maybe we should catch up this weekend. I write back, yeah, that's great. I'm free Sunday morning. She then gets back on the message, huff, because she's still exercising. Yeah, that's great. What are you thinking, 11 or maybe 12, lunch or brunch? And then I write back because I'm committed to the writing. So I'm not doing this voice messagey thing. I'm a texter.
I'm into the voice message.
Are you?
Yeah, because I can't spell. So much easier.
So you're a voice messenger. See, I wonder.
I don't often
Fev.
Do it, but it's easy. But most of my messages are just one sentence back. But if I'm going to do a big one, I'll voice it.
Right, because even Darcy, our producer, said, and this is one of the funniest things, people who don't know how to use them, you just end up with like what Darcy will do, which is just like, hi, and then it cuts out because they didn't know you had
take your finger off
the thing. And then, yeah, okay.
I find it better. I don't know. Just a... I don't like a phone call. So if I text someone and they ring me, I'm like, bro, I text you because I didn't want to talk to you.
So, because I'm just thinking, but you text me a lot. We're messages. We write messages.
No, I message. Yeah, that's fine. But we talk.
Yeah, you're right. We talk on the phone too. No, I'm just worried what you're saying is you leave a voice message for people you like.
Oh, no, I just do it when it's a long message. So if I need to know something and it's a long, other than one line, I have to voice it because I can't spell.
See, what I like about texting is you can go over it. Whereas if I start waffling, because I'm a waffler, surely in our friendship I've left a long voicemail for you at some stage. Fair.
Yeah, but I don't listen to my voicemails.
Yeah, I know. I think people give up on my voicemails. I just keep going. Yeah. And then at some point my voicemails end with this. Oh, hang on, you're calling me. Hang on, it's okay. Just ignore what I've just said. Always.
Oh, no.
By the time I've left the message, the person's calling me back.
I don't know how to end it sometimes when you do a voicemail.
I know.
You're just like, oh, yeah, you want to get everything out. And then you go, okay, just call me back. It's so weird.
Yours sincerely, Brendan. Just hang up the phone.
That's the loosh.
The loosh. P.S. Looking good, champion. I don't know.
What are you? Have you?
No, I just text. I'm not a fan of the voice. Yeah, that voice message back and forth. I just a call.
Might be that's easy what it for you is. To do the voice, Nick.
What
with your shaky fingers?
With my shaky hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind a text. Text or call.
Good challenge.
I'm rolling old school.
You see, the phone call is really old school now because I think I like a phone call.
I love a phone call.
But I do know people that go, I don't want you to call. Like, why is my phone ringing? It's a bit like now when you hear the doorbell ring. Whoa, what's going on? Hang on. Why would someone just assume they can ring my doorbell? Message me first.
Well, it's October, so if your doorbell rings, it's probably someone dropping off Easter eggs for next year. Stop ordering so early for you. It's fine.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, when the day starts like this, you always think, it can be uphill from here. Sometimes it can be downhill, but you start the day thinking, I'm looking for good signs. I want today to be a good one. And some people believe in numbers. I don't know whether either of you are not numerologists, but people that believe in numerology.
Numerical?
Yeah, maybe I do mean numerologists.
137, box try.
What's that mean?
A lot of people go 147.
What does that mean?
We're just joking, gambling.
But what is 137, 147?
147 is the box numbers of the dogs.
Why? Why those numbers? Why don't you go 2820?
There's no 20.
There's no 20.
Okay. 282.
Well, you can't.
Yeah, two's a good box. Two's got the stripe colours. I never back the two because it's Collingwood stripes colours. So I don't back it.
Now, I want to go back to this. So numerology states that each number is connected to certain vibrational frequencies or energies. Oh, wow. Mm. People believe this.
Did you read this before you read it out?
Yeah. So here are some numbers that if you see these numbers repeatedly across your day, you need to take note because they're going to be talking to you. Here's what they could mean. If you see a 1, a 1 and a 1, three ones, they're thoughtful numbers. So if you make a wish, and if you see a 1, 1, 1, make a wish because that wish will come true. Well, yeah, 11, 11.
See, people always make a wish. Alex and Mia do it all the time. You can see them go like this. They do.
I've got a girlfriend who's obsessed with that.
Yeah, she'll take a photo on the microwave, send it to her mate. It's just a running joke now.
They just spotted
11, 11. Yeah. Stupid.
I think she just says it's a joke, so I don't mock her.
If you see 333, it's sign that your life you need to correct the balance in your life. So that's not necessarily a good one.
333
Collins Street. I see 333 all the time because I follow Chris Gayle and he made 333 and that's his number and it's everywhere on his Instagram page. Yeah, 333.
So he would see that everywhere and see it as good luck.
Yep.
666, I thought that was the bad one. Isn't that the devil's number? Yeah, but apparently not. It just means it represents a need for you to take personal responsibility in your life. Do you know what I don't understand with these sort of airy-fairy zodiac numerology things? Why is everything so vague? Like, that's not that. Everyone needs to take responsibility.
Oh, because it can't be proven with science.
There we go. That's why.
That's why it's vague. Of course.
I wish they'd go out on a ledge, like really put themselves out there and go. If you see 666, you're about to be hit by a car. Look out.
Nothing.
Like that's. Do you know what I mean? That means something. I won't go for a walk if I saw that.
Could be if it's on a number plate. Move out of the way.
I like. I'm not. Nine.
What do you love about nine?
It's the end of work.
Oh, 9 a.m.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb, and Nick are powered by Lumo Energy. Victorian residential customers are winning thousands in free electricity credits in the ultimate power draw. Competition ends 19 December 2021. TPC supply. 101.9